So we were sent over, and strangely enough, we were sent south when the convoy broke up west of Ireland. We were sent south and through the channel and into the city of Antwerp on the Skelde River. And as we went up the Skelde River, the Dutch were on the north of us, and they were on a narrow strip of land, which was all they had left after they had allowed the sea to take over their farms. So I cheered them as we went by, because I respected what they had done for their country. We went up to Antwerp and unloaded as fast as we could, and as soon as we were empty, they sent us back down to get rid of us, to allow space for another ship, another full ship. But when we came down to the entrance, we still had a pilot aboard. And as we went out there at 8:05 in the evening, we hit a mine and blew up. Is that the end of our time now?
No, we got plenty more time.
Plenty more time?
You just getting to the good part.
This is the good part, because I had taken my bath and shower. I had finished my work for the day. I guess I was on the 4 to 8 watch. And before that, the skipper had sent word to the chief mate, make sure that the four huge life rafts we had on four quarters of the ship, two on each side, make sure that they are untied, because we always tied them up with an extra piece of rope, because if any swinging of the cargo had hit them, it would have knocked them off, and we couldn't afford that. So they tied them down. And the captain gave orders, loosen those life rafts.